चैप्टर 9 नवम अध्यायः राजगुह्य योगः श्री भगवान उवाच इदं ते तु ते गुह्यन्तं प्रवेक्षयामि अनुसूय वै ज्ञानं विज्ञानं सहितं यज्ज्ञात्वा मोक्षयसे अशुभा। श्री भगवान सेड, ओ अर्जुन, बिकॉज यू आर नॉन एनवियस, आई विल इम्पार्ट टू यू दिस मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज विच इज एंडोर्ड विद द करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ शुद्ध भक्ति एंड विच बेस्टोज डायरेक्ट रियलाइजेशन ऑफ मी। सच नॉलेज विल लिबरेट यू फ्रॉम द मिजरीज ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड।
राज विद्या राज गुह्यम् पवित्रमिदम् उत्तमम् प्रत्यक्ष आवगमम् धर्मयम् सुसुखम् कर्तुम् अवययम्।
दिस ज्ञान इज द किंग ऑफ ऑल नॉलेज एंड द मोनार्क ऑफ ऑल कॉन्फिडेंशियल सब्जेक्ट्स। इट इज एक्सट्रीमली प्योर एंड सिंस इट डायरेक्टली रिवील्स द नेचर ऑफ द सेल्फ, इट इज द परफेक्शन ऑफ धर्म। It is joyfully performed, bestowing transcendental and imperishable results.
Ashraddha dhanaha purusha dharma yasya parantapa aprapya mam nirvantante mrityu samsara vartamani.
O Parantapa, those who have no faith in this dharma in the form of my bhakti do not attain me. They wander on the path of material existence, which is full of death.
Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani nachanyaham tesha vastitah.
This whole universe is pervaded by me in my sarupa, which is unmanifest to the material senses. All living beings and elements are situated in me, but I am not in them.
Na cha mat sthani bhutani pashyame yogam eshwaram bhuta bhrinna cha bhuta sthito mamatma bhuta bhavanah.
All that is created does not actually exist in my swarup. Behold my mystic opulence. As Paramatma, I support and maintain all living beings and elements, yet I myself am not situated in them.
Yatha akasho sthito nityam vayuha sarvatra gomahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthaniti upadharaya.
Just as all the pervasive and limitless wind rests always in the sky, which is separate from it, in the same way, all beings are situated in me, but I am not in them.
Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritam yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punastani kalpadyo visrajameham.
O Kaunteya, when the universal devastation occurs, all beings enter my prakriti. And at the beginning of the next kalpa, by my potency, I again create them all with their specific natures.
Pakritim swam avishtabhaya visrajami punaha punaha bhuta gramam imam krishnam avasham prakritir vasha.
Through my prakriti, which consists of the three gunas, I repeatedly create this host of living beings who are bound by their karma according to their individual natures.
Na cha mam tani karmani nibadhananti dhananjaya udasina vad asinam asaktam teshu karmasu.
O Dhananjaya, since I remain detached like a neutral observer from the acts such as creation, these actions cannot bind me.
Maya dhakshena prakratihi suyate sacharacharam हेतु नानेन कौन्तेया जगद विपरिवर्तते।
इट इज अंडर माई डायरेक्शन दैट द इंटायर कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन एंड ऑल मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग बींग्स आर ब्रॉट फॉर्थ बाई माया शक्ति। फॉर दिस रीजन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज क्रिएटेड अगेन एंड अगेन।
अवजाननंति मामूढ़ा मानुष्यम तनुमाश्रितम परम भावम आजानंतो मम भूत महेश्वरम।
When I appear in my human-like form, foolish people with mundane intelligence disrespect me, because they cannot comprehend my nature as the Supreme Lord of all beings.
Mog asha mog karmano mog jnana vichetasah rakshasim asurinim chaiva pakriti mohanim shritah.
The hopes of such foolish people for liberation, fruitful gain and the culture of jnana all go in vain. Thus, with their minds distracted, they adopt the deluded nature of atheists and asuras.
Mahatma manas tu mam partha devim prakriti mashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avayayam.
O Partha, the Mahatmas, however having taken shelter of my divine nature, know me to be the original and imperishable cause of all beings. They constantly engage in my bhajan, with their minds fixed exclusively on me.
Satatam kirtayanto maam yatatancha tadadvratah namanasyantascha maam bhaktaya nitya yukta upasate.
Constantly chanting the glories of my names, qualities, form and pastimes, endeavoring with determined vows and offering pranams with devotion, they engage in my worship, remaining always united with me.
Jnana yagyena chapiyanne yajanto mam upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bahuda vishvato mukham.
Among those who engage in yajna by the cultivation of knowledge, some worship me with the knowledge of oneness, some with the knowledge of duality, some through the forms of various devatas, and some worship me as the universal form.
Aham kratur aham yajnah swadhaham aham aushadham mantroham aham aivajayam aham agnir aham hutam pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha vidyam pavitram omkara rikasam yajur evacha gatir bharata prabhu sakshi nivasah sharanam sure prabhavah pralayah sthanam nidhanam bijam avayayam tapami aham aham varsham nigrahnami usirchayami cha amritan chaiva mrityuscha sad asad chaham arjuna.
O Arjuna, I am the Vedic rituals such as Agni Oshtama, the Samartha Yajnas such as Vishvadeva, and I am Shraddha, the oblation to the forefathers. I am the potency of the healing herb, the mantra, the ghee, the fire, and I am the Homa or Yajna. I am the mother, the father, the maintainer, and the grandsire of the universe. I am the object of knowledge and the purifier. I am the syllable Om, and I am also the Rig, Yajur and Sam Vedas. I am destiny in the form of the fruit of karma, the sustainer, the Lord, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the dearest well-wishing friend. I am the creation, the dissolution, the basis, the resting place, and the eternal seed. I give heat, and I withhold and release the rain. I am immortality, and I am the death personified. I am the cause of everything, and also the effect. Spirit and matter are both in me.
Trayvidyamam somapah puta papa yagyarishtva swargatim prathayante te punyam asadya surendra lokam ashnoti divyam divi deva bhoga.
Those who are devoted to fruitive activities as described in the three Vedas worship me by performing yagya. Having become free from sins by drinking the soma juice, which is the remnant of the yajna, they pray for entrance into swarga. When they attain the planet of Indra by virtue of their pious deeds, they enjoy the celestial pleasures of the devas.
Te tam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam shine punyam artha lokam vishanti. Evam trayi dharma manu prapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante.
When their pious merit is exhausted, they again return to the mortal world, having enjoyed immense celestial pleasures. In this way, those who desire sense pleasures and who perform fruitive activities, as described in the three Vedas, receive only repeated birth and death within this material world.
Ananyasa chintayanto ma ye janaha pariupasate tesham nitya bhuktana yoga shemam vahamyaham.
However, for those who are always absorbed in thoughts of me and who worship me with one-pointed devotion by every means, I myself carry their necessities and preserve what they have.
Ye api anya devata bhakta yajanti shadhya anvitaha te api mam eva kaunteya yajanti avidhi purvakam.
O Kaunteya, those who worship other devatas with faith actually worship me alone, but in a way that is unauthorized.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhur eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatva venathayas cha vayayanti te.
I am the only master and enjoyer of all yajnas, but those who do not recognize my sarup repetitively wander in the cycle of birth and death.
Yanti deva vrata deva pitrana yanti pitra vrataha bhutani yanti bhute jaya yanti madhyajino abhima.
Those who worship the devatas go to the planets of the devatas. Those who worship the forefathers go to the planets of the forefathers. Those who worship the spirits go to the planets of the spirits. But those who worship me will surely come to me.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachyati tadaham bhaktya upaharitam ashnami prayatyatmanah.
If any pure-hearted bhakta offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water with love and devotion, I will surely accept that gift.
Yat karoshu yad shanasi yajohoshu dadasiya yat tapasyasi kaunteya tad kurushava mad arpanam.
O Kaunteya, whatever activities you perform, whatever you eat, whatever you sacrifice and give in charity, and whatever austerities you perform, offer them all to me.
Shubha shubha phale revam moksha yasya karma bandhane संन्यास योग युक्तात्मा विमुक्त माम उपयशयसि।
In this way, you will be freed from the bondage of the auspicious and inauspicious results of karma. Being thus blessed with the yoga of renunciation, by offering me all the results of your actions, you will become distinguished even among liberated souls, and you will attain me.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshi asti na priyah ye bhajantu mam bhaktaya maite teshu chapyaham.
I am equally disposed to all living beings, and I am neither inimical nor partial to anyone. But as those who serve me with bhakti are attached to me, so too am I bound by affection for them.
Api chesu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bha sadureva samantavyah samyag vyavyasito hi saha.
Even if a man of abominable character engages in my ananya bhajan, he is still to be considered a sadhu due to being rightly situated in bhakti.
Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvachanti nigachati kaunteha prati janihi name bhaktaha pranashyati.
He quickly becomes virtuous and attains eternal peace. O Kaunteya, declare it boldly that my bhakta never perishes.
Mam hi partho vyapashritya ye api syu papa yonaya istriyo vaishyas tatha shudra te api yanti paramagatim.
O Partha, by taking shelter of me, even the low born such as women, merchants, shudras, or whoever are certain to attain the supreme destination.
Kim punar brahmanaha punya bhakta rajrayashaya tatha anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvama.
What doubt then can there be that pious brahmins and saintly kings can become bhaktas? Therefore, having coming to this temporary and miserable world, engage yourself in performing my bhajan.
Manmana bhava madabhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam eva shayasi yukta evam atmanam matparayanaha.
Always absorb your mind in me, become my bhakta, worship me, and offer obeisances unto me. In this way, with mind and body fully surrendered in my service, you will certainly achieve me.
Iti Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Rajaguhya Yogo Namo Namo Madhyayaha.